passion.
I'm Chantal Cook.
This is Passion.
Passion for the planet. Passion for alternative solutions.
Do we need to use animals for medical research? Are the results reliable? Are there alternatives? What can animal models really tell us? These are some of the questions that Dr. Jared Bailey from Europeans for Medical Progress would like answered. And so far, the research is showing that animal experiments are not the way forward.
There is considerable evidence. There's enough evidence so far to have filled three books. Well, let's take some recent examples. Anti-cholesterol drugs such as Bacol and Crestor have harmed and killed thousands of people. The anti-arthritis drug Vioxx has just been recalled, which has killed almost 10,000 people and given almost 30,000 people heart attacks. The reliance on animal testing, the reliance on animal models in research, the reliance upon animal models in drug development are not protecting human beings, and in fact they're harming human beings. And what we want, all we're asking for, is a fair, open-minded, objective inquiry and assessment of the contribution, both positive and negative, of animal experiments to human medicine and human medical progress, and to compare that to the non-animal based methods that we have available. We're sure that if that is done, that there can only be one conclusion, and we need to leave the animal models behind.
Have you ever done anything like this before and actually assessed it properly?
It has. It hasn't been assessed as much as we would like to have seen it be assessed. But what assessments have been done are very, very damning of the animal model. And it's fair to say that in every single assessment, you would be better off guessing or tossing a coin when you're trying to look at whether a particular drug, a particular chemical, is harmful to human beings, because the failure rate with the animal model, depending upon which group of drugs or substances or whatever you're looking at, ranges from between 75% to even 95%. This is the failure rate. So you would be better off guessing or tossing a coin.
So why do you think it is that we're not yet actually studying this properly, and maybe that the move is not yet towards getting rid of animals in experiments?
I think there are a lot of reasons. One is just human nature. There is inertia to change. We have been comfortable with the animal model for an awful long time. And of course, when the animal model started and was developed, it seemed like a very good idea. We were looking at animals with, you know, to all intents and purposes, the same organs as us. So why not test on them? Ethics to one side. But we need to be humble enough to look back upon what we've learned and what animals have taught us or not taught us, and to assess, well, really, has their impact been positive or negative? And it really has been negative. To shun, to resist new technologies that exist at the moment, and even old methods such as epidemiology and just clinical observation, in favour of relying upon animal models is absolutely ridiculous.
Now, how's the medical profession responding to your call?
There is some resistance, but we're very, very encouraged with response recently. We were at the National Institute for Clinical Excellence meeting in Birmingham recently, and many, many medical professionals came up to our stand, wanted information, were talking to us, and we received a really wonderful response from them. Of course, there are many medical and scientific professionals who are within our ranks who want to see a proper evaluation of this.
And what about the big drug companies themselves? Are they sort of backing this, or are they saying, well, hey, this is the way we always do things, leave us alone?
It's very interesting. They've always been very resistant to moving on from the use of animals in preclinical testing for a number of reasons, which would take too long for me to go into. But what I can say, and what is very encouraging indeed, there is even one drug company who are committed to not using animals at all in their drug discovery and development processes. They are using human tissue and human cells, human information, because it's much more relevant. And I think, well, I know that some of their technologies, they're now having interest in those technologies from big multinational drug companies, because the drug companies now, litigation against adverse drug reactions, which are the fourth biggest killer in the Western world, don't forget, is growing, and then can no longer afford to offset small amounts of litigation, relatively small amounts of money, against the profits that they make from pushing drugs through very quickly into the marketplace.
And at what stage at the moment is your campaign in calling for this big review?
We are currently making sure that we are giving out as much information as possible to as many people as possible, just members of the public, scientists, medical schools, students, doctors, surgeons, nurses, basically anybody who will listen, because this is of crucial importance to everybody who might ever have a health problem. We are also involved with a number of members of parliament. So basically we're gathering some momentum, some critical mass, more and more support, so that when we call for a full impartial inquiry, government inquiry, we are in the strongest position to do so and to demand it.
That's Dr. Gerard Bailey. For more information about Europeans for Medical Progress, visit passionfortheplanet.com.
This is Passion.
Passion.
For the planet's best music.